This building site in particular has been no stranger to this type of incident in recent times, unfortunately. So just once again, we would urge parents to speak to their children about the dangers of fire and also about the dangers of entering building sites. And just the parents would know where their children are at all times. Mm. And
the young people understand the consequences of a conviction. You know, whilst what might seem like horseplay, or I don't know what the motivation might be, but, you know, in terms of if you end up in the newspaper or online or with a conviction, it can interfere with your education, your employment, your travel prospects. You know, they need to go into these situations with their eyes wide open to the consequences, not least the negative impact it has on communities.
Absolutely. And I suppose, look, we were all young at one stage. When you're young like that, you may not understand the gravity of the situation. But that's where parents come in. And I think they have obligations as well to inform their children the rights and the wrongs of things, particularly when incidents like this occur. And maybe when children are identified as being involved in them, that the parents would have a stern talk with them. We can only do so much from our side of it. And I suppose when incidents occur, we're looking at prosecutions, you're looking at juvenile diversion. But parents have a significant role to play. And I think an instance like this, maybe a stern talking to as well, could be of most benefit to some.